for us. I'm not sure I understand that. Law and order as it relates to trees. And you've got a specialist, and I apologize. Anyone waiting for the pinyon pine? I'm sure we can talk about it, but you'll have to wait another day. You'll have a different one. Who do you have with us, John?
I'm glad to introduce Gary Huff. He's the owner of RRS Landscape Solutions right here in Prescott, Arizona. And I'm so glad to have local arborists here on the show because we can talk a little bit about local trees. You know, we focused a lot these last couple of months on the ironwood and the desert willow and the Palo Verde down in Phoenix. But, Gary, can you talk to us about some local trees that you particularly like?
Yes. I would say up here in the Prescott area, we have had success with the ash trees for a deciduous tree. Provides good canopy cover. And it's been a very popular tree. The various varieties in the fall have various beautiful colors. So that's been a very good tree here in this area.
As it relates to growth rate, is this something that's going to take 10 years to produce a canopy, 5 years?
It's a quick grower. I would say, well, maybe a moderate grower. But it does, like I say, produce a good canopy cover for the area, and especially up here in our cool country of Prescott. It is a very appealing tree for the landscape.
Now, how big is the leaf? Is it, I mean, all the ones we've covered so far?
Yeah, there's several
Palo Verde and Mesquite
here,
where you got little tiny leaves.
Are yeah, these? No, it is a you question me
size
on
size of your hand?
Yeah, I would say that. You've got a large cover, very dense, and it'll produce a nice shade tree for the landscape.
Now, as far as watering is concerned, they're considered a riparian tree. So are they? Do they? They're going to need some supplemental water.
Yes, they are. Up here, I've noticed we've been, of course, in the drought area up here, and in the last winter we've been very dry. So it's been very difficult at times to educate a lot of the clients that they do need to do some extra watering on these trees. We have seen, like on western exposures on the trunks, they've had sunburn on the ash tree. So, but if they're given the proper watering, deep watering, I'd say water deeply but less frequently, give it a good deep soak. That's the best way to water. Many people feel, well, I'll water 10 minutes a day. That's not a good way to water. It's better to water deeply for an hour, hour and a half, and then wait a week or two, and you can do it again depending on the weather conditions.
Right. As far as evergreen trees, you have any favorites?
What we've been finding with evergreens here, the Deodora cedar, I'm finding to be the least problematic. We have big problems up here now with the Leland cypress, beautiful tree, but they've been having canker issues because of drought issues.
And canker,
it's a fungal disease that attacks the tree, and then you'll have what they call flagging on the trees. Some of the branches will just die indiscriminately throughout the tree, and then eventually it takes the whole tree. So we've been having issues with that here this year.
A lot of that's drought-related, isn't it?
It is, definitely, yeah. Because the trees become stressed, lack of proper water. And I say that's because there's no treatment for the canker. The treatments are cultural, so meaning making sure they've got plenty of water. Maybe they're fed, give them some food.
And again, plenty of water, not necessarily frequency of watering, but just nice deep soaking every now and again.
Yes, infrequent but deep, yes.
Good, good. You mentioned that even some of the native trees might even need some supplemental watering during these long periods of drought.
Yes, especially like the pinyon pines. It's felt that probably within the next 50 to 100 years, we may not have any here if the continuing drought trend goes on. And so what's happening is the pinions are being attacked by the pinyon pine scale. We're seeing pitch canker. We're seeing the pitch moth. I mean, these things are getting bombarded by everything. And again, due to lack of moisture. Right. So a lot of people with these on their property, some people have bought property here with many of these trees. One customer I have, she's got at least 80 trees, and she lost about 20 of them due to the drought. So she's now going to water them. So she's run a watering system to the pinions, in order to keep them. But now, keep in mind, it's not that they're going to water them the same as they would a non-indigenous tree or perhaps like an ash tree, but she'll at least have some type of watering system to them where she can infrequently, deeply water her pinions and keep them alive so she can maintain the value of her property.
Now, where does the ponderosa start to come in? Because there's not any this far to the west, are there?
We have ponderosas here in the Prescott area. You get in lower elevations, no. Ponderosas still are hanging in there. The bark beetle has done some damage here, but still holding their own.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that decimation throughout the state with the beetle. What you have problems here with mistletoe as well?
Yes, we do. The oak trees, the native oaks, all have, not all, I mean, some have the mistletoe issue, and that is a big problem.
Well, it seems like a lot of trees, and this is true in the lower part of the state as well, when there are stresses like drought, it makes trees and other plants susceptible to a wide range of other disease problems and insect issues. And it just goes to show that, you know, when trees have these limited resources, they have to be really careful because they have to partition those for defense against other pathogens and insects and problems. So,
time for bottom of the hour news. We'll return with your calls right here at 1-888-767-4348.
Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.